SOP 183 today. We're talking about troubleshooting WordPress, and I've got a quick tip on keeping the family out of the studio.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, and you can reach me very easily. You can call in your comments courtesy of the podcastvoicemail.com number. That's 888-563-3228, where you can get your own toll-free number for $2 a month. Or you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and everything we talk about today you can find in our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Today, I'm going to give you a fun little tip on a potential way of keeping the family out of the studio while you're recording, and I've got a tip on troubleshooting your WordPress blog when things go bad right after this. Podcasting books tell you how to podcast. At the School of Podcasting, I show you how to podcast. Is your time valuable? Do you have free time to surf the internet all day? Yeah, me neither. That's why I've assembled a list of resources for podcasters to save their time. Got questions? Well, a book will only give you the same answer over and over, and if you're stuck, you're stuck. At the School of Podcasting, we have live question and answer sessions to help you. Now, this combination of tutorials, resources, and live training, it makes the School of Podcasting the quickest way to start your successful podcast. Check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com. Okay, today, if you've a regular listener, you know last week I was podcasting from the closet, and this week I'm podcasting from my new home. I've gone from the basement to more or less the attic, and the difference is, when I lived at my old house, if you're new to the show, I'm getting married in less than 30 days, and I'm now basically moving into my fiance's house. That's a long story. It's a little sooner than expected, but had some emergencies pop up, and that's why I had to move quickly. And so I've set up shop here, and the difference is there are at least two children here on a daily basis, sometimes more, and I needed a place where I could get away from all the action, so that's why I'm in the attic. Another good place is the basement, because the basement is underground, and that'll help keep some of the sound out. But how does my family know when I'm podcasting? Well, the great thing is you can buy these at any typical kind of hardware store if you go to a Home Depot or a Lowe's. It is a switch, a little remote control, remote control button. And it comes prepackaged with an outlet, I guess you could say. You plug this into the outlet, and then you plug, let's say, your lamp or your TV into this outlet. So what happens, you push the button, and it allows electricity to flow to that outlet. So it's kind of like putting a remote control on an outlet. So the great thing, what I'm going to do, because in my case, I have to go down all the way down the stairs. Can I sound any more like a lazy American? But I have to go all the way down the stairs to say, we're going to put like a little hanging thing on the door that said, you know, on the air, things like that. Well, in some cases, I will record a podcast and then mix it down. And so I'm not. And then when I'm recording, you know, so this would be like 800 trips up and down the stairs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get one of these little remote control gizmos. And luckily, at the bottom of my stairs, there is an outlet, and I'm going to plug in a lamp and tell the family, when the lamp is on, I'm recording. When the lamp is off, I'm not, and all I have to do is press a little remote control button, and that will turn the lamp off and on. Now, I also looked into, I thought it'd be fun to have one of those on the air, you know, it's like a silver box, it's a black background, he said, hitting the microphone with a red, you know, text, things like that. Those are hundreds of dollars. About the cheapest I saw one was $130. Now, if you go to eBay, if you want a recording light, you know, something like that. Now, this isn't like I just described. This is more of an LED light or, I don't know, you'll see. But you can get one for about $27. It's basically fluorescent light. That's it. It's a fluorescent light that says recording or on the air if you want to have something as fun like that. So unfortunately, if you want something that, in my head, you know, the black box with the red letters, for whatever reason, those are really expensive. So if you are a person that can make those, I'm telling you, you can make a mint on those, because they're, like I said, I think I saw the cheapest one was $88. So don't know why those are so expensive, but that's something you may want to look into just for fun. Obviously, you don't need an on-the-air light to be a podcaster. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about today, on occasion, I will get people will consult me. I have the School of Podcasting, of course. I also have a podcast consulting arm of that called Podcast Fast Pass. And on occasion, I will get called in to fix a boo-boo. Can you tell I've been hanging around kids a little more? Yes, fix a boo-boo. My WordPress site is doing funky things. It's weird. It's doing this and doing that. And almost always, so I'm going to basically put myself out of a job here, because here's how you troubleshoot this. But this is why I was looking for something free tips today. And I thought, well, this is a good tip. In some cases, people just don't want to get into, like, I'm a person like this. With my car, if there's something wrong with it, I'm going to just take it to the mechanic. Please don't even attempt to show me how to, you know, change a valve or something like that on the engine. I just don't want to know. I just know that's not my forte. So that's why I'm giving this away today. But 9 times out of 10, let's say you go to your WordPress site and there's an error message on it. Let's say at the very top, you know, cannot connect to database, error code 506, or it's just got some weird code. Something's going on. The site doesn't look the way it used to look. Here's almost always, it is a plugin. And if there was one disadvantage of WordPress, of course, the biggest advantage is it's free, it's powerful, and it's easy to learn. The bad news is it does get updated on a fairly regular basis, and there are these things called plugins. And I always use the analogy of air conditioning on a car. When you buy a car, you get 4 tires, an engine, a steering wheel, some seats, things like that. But you can then take that basic car and add things like air conditioning, power windows, AM, FM stereo, CD player, things like that. Those are things that boost the basic car and make it better and make it do specific things that you want. WordPress is the same way. WordPress software is like a basic car. Then you add plugins like an audio player, like a Google Analytics and the SEO pack and the automatic upgrade and the automatic backup plugins, things like that. Well, on occasion, there are some guidelines to create a plugin, but these are made in many cases for free. And sometimes people don't adhere to those guidelines like they should have, and you will put them on your blog. And for whatever reason, while everything was working great yesterday, today things are going a little squirrely. And that's the technical term, squirrely. So what do you do? Well, when you log into your blog, what you want to do is go down to Appearance, click on Plugins, and you'll see at the top, there's a check mark at the very top that will check every single plugin. You'll see all the ones that you have activated, and you can check all of them. And then on the drop-down list, you can say deactivate. Now, this does not delete the plugin. It simply turns it off. So if you had air conditioning in your car and you had an on-off switch, it takes the on-off switch away so that you can't turn it on. It's just turned off. Then go out to your website, see if the problem still exists. If it does not exist anymore and you go, hooray, I fixed it, what you need to do now, and this is time consuming, it's boring, but this is how you do it. You go back in, you turn on one plugin. You go back to your website, refresh the page. Is the problem still gone? Fine. Go back to your plugins, check another one. Now you have 2 plugins turned back on. Go back to your website, refresh the page, keep doing it, and eventually you will find the plugin that when you turn that on and you go back and you refresh your page, you go, oh, the problem's back. That's the plugin that you just simply go in and you turn it off. And then you can go ahead and turn back on all the other plugins that you were doing. Now, in some cases, if you can't log into your blog, it's just, here's the technical term I use. It's horked. I believe that's H-O-A-R-K-E-D. Your website is horked. And you go to log in and it won't even let you log in, then what you have to do is go into the back end of your website. This is where we use a program called FTP, stands for File Transfer Protocol. If you're playing Trivial Pursuit this week, amaze your friends at parties. File Transfer Protocol. And you can go in. You're going to want to go into the WP content and go into the plugins folder and just delete them. Now you're like, oh, I'm deleting my web. No, you're not touching any of your information. You're deleting the plugins. Where before you were turning them off, this is you're taking the stereo out of the car. You're getting it out of the car. And in some, and again, this is only in extreme cases, but you'll delete those, go back to your blog and refresh the page. And I've seen it where, okay, now that I've taken the air conditioning and the power windows out of the car will run. And then you can go back. And now the bad news is you have to, you know, install the plugins again, but that takes, you know, 5 minutes, if that. So if you've horked your WordPress blog, that's the two things I do to troubleshoot it. And in many cases, it is a plugin issue. So that's it. Now, if you're ready to start your podcast, reach a global audience, how would you like to reach a global audience? How would you like to get your message across? How would you like to share your passion with the world and find other people just like you to hang out with on the internet? You can do that through podcasting, and I want to help you do that. There are people right now that are charging thousands of dollars to teach you how to podcast. I'm asking for a small monthly fee, and the great thing about it is you can sign up, and if you don't like it anytime during those first 30 days, just say, Dave, this isn't for me. I will refund your money 100%, no questions asked. So check it out. How do you do that? Go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. That'll take you right there to the sign-up page, and I will see you on the inside, because you know what? It is time to live a life worth podcasting about, and I will see you again very soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And until then, class dismissed.